The list of business leaders behind the research project entitled Risky Business includes some heavy hitters who know more than just a little about the corporate bottom line. They include President George W. Bush's U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and billionaire hedge fund manager Tom Steyer. Working with them, a bipartisan committee that includes many former presidential cabinet members, including San Antonio's Henry Cisneros, who served as U.S. Housing Secretary. Cisneros says that what the data shows about the effects of unchecked greenhouse gas emissions on Texas is frightening.
That report says Texas is indeed a very vulnerable part of the United States to climate change.
The report says Texas's already hot summers are on track to get hotter and longer. The average 43 days a year we now have with temperatures above 95 degrees will nearly double in the next two decades to 80 days above 95 degrees. And somewhere around 2059, Texans could be living with that much heat 106 days each year.
Now we're talking about a third of the year over 95-degree temperatures, right? That changes crop patterns. That changes jobs in agriculture. It changes the productivity of work in construction, on rooftops. You can't work in the middle of the day. You have to change the work hours. The drought implications, of course, are immense. More costs for getting water. Less ability to build because there will be no water permits for growth areas.
Homes and businesses would need more air conditioning, so more power would have to be generated. Then there's the effect of rising temperatures on the Gulf Coast. The research concludes that among all U.S. cities, climate trends pose the biggest threat to New Orleans and Houston.
And the Houston Ship Channel is arguably the place where the greatest expenses can occur to rising sea levels and more violent storms, because the infrastructure of the ship channel is dotted with these massive refineries and shipping facilities.
Cisneros believes that economic projections are so alarming, businesses can be persuaded to first plan for the extra power, water, and necessities that will be needed to create habitable communities. Then, he hopes, CEOs will pull out their calculators.
Begin to get business people also to say, well, if it costs that much, then let's look at the cost of beginning to mitigate the worst of what could happen. Let's figure out how to diminish the curve that otherwise is going to put us in a crisis.
Cisneros believes the breakthrough will come when resistant businesses began to see the reduction of greenhouse emissions not as an environmental or political issue, but as a hard, cold financial calculation. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.